Hi there, and welcome to Conversations. I'm your host, Bree. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here this weekend. Joining me this segment via Zoom is Vivian Chapra. She's author of Everyday Magic, who also holds a master's degree in psychology. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Vivian.
Hi, thank you for inviting me.
Of course. Join us here as we look at issues that affect us here at home in our community and across the nation. Now, Vivian, we're going to get into the subject of the life-changing power of the word yes. But first, tell us a little about yourself and your background.
Well, thank you. That could take up all the time. So I'll just briefly say I began by training in psychology, and then I changed over to the Alexander Technique because I really in my heart wanted to be a teacher. And the Alexander Technique teaches people how to use themselves differently, which means it enhances performance, it gets rid of pain syndromes, and it's a hand-on technique. I use my hands, I put my hands on people, I guide them into a very new experience of themselves, and I teach them how to become the best version of themselves possible. Wonderful, empowering work. And from that, I became very, very sensitive to the energy field, and I moved into becoming a healer as well. And so I have those three areas, psychology, the physical via the Alexander Technique, and then through healing, I work with the energetic system. So I'm really working with body, mind, and spirit. And I have become quite adept at working with all three layers and figuring out how to integrate them. And that brings me to this amazing word yes, because when I look at what is common to all my work, and I look at what I'm trying to do with my clients and what I'm trying to do with my students when I'm teaching them, I am trying to move them into a state of yes in their being instead of living in a state of confusion, which is where most of us are in this muddle. And then the other thing is we can get into a no state as well. And I discovered that if I don't move people into a yes state, I cannot transmit healing and I cannot get them to learn either. So that it's become very essential for me to be able to track the yes state in my clients.
Awesome. So why do you say the word yes changes everything? Like what do you mean by everything when that happens?
Because the word no shuts the door and the word yes opens the door, and it opens the door to a giant hallway full of many, many doors with many, many opportunities. But the word no just keeps that front door closed. No more opportunities, nothing. It's shut down. And the word yes is also very important because no ends the flow of energy, but yes opens a flow of energy. And I've really learned that yes is a state of being. It is a finding of truth. It is a direction. And yes begets more yes. And so it's quite magical, which of course is the title of my book, Everyday Magic. And it was from looking at Everyday Magic another time, because I just released it as an ebook. And from looking at Everyday Magic another time and looking at it more closely from a different lens, I realized this is all about yes. This is about me coming up against adversity and figuring out how to find my yes in life and which path to follow. And so that became very clear to me in reassessing and reviewing Everyday Magic. And so I would say that my book, Everyday Magic, is all about me finding yes in my life.
That's awesome. And so what do you see happens in people's lives when they do incorporate, yes, the word yes?
You know, this is what's the beauty of this word yes. All you have to do is try it and see what happens, because we all can have access to the word yes. And yes is a feeling of up versus a feeling of down. And it's a feeling of flow versus a feeling of stuckness. And what you want to do is look at what no does, because we're talking about sculpting our lives by shaping it with the words yes and no. And so you want to look at what happens when you say no, and then you look at what happens if you say yes. And this is up to each person to discover for themselves. And it's right there at their fingertips. And you know, a great way to test it out is to think about a situation like, what can I do to say yes to my partner? What can I do to say yes to a coworker? How can I start my day with yes to my child? And if we can ask ourselves, what can I find to say yes to in our relationships with other people, we get to a whole new place. And we stop the fighting and arguing. You know, we have a lot of conflict in our lives, inner conflict, interpersonal conflict, all kinds of conflict. And if we can focus on getting to yes, we can resolve conflict. We can even use the word yes for our negotiating skills, because if we can ask people questions like, would you like us to move to a peaceful solution? And the person answers no, well, then we've exposed what's really going on, haven't we? And then we can know what we have to deal with. But if the person answers yes, well, now we've got yes energy and we can get on with it.
Right. You know, there are some limits though to saying yes. Is that correct?
Oh, definitely. Because we're not talking about saying yes to being manipulated. We are not saying yes to having our boundaries invaded. And this we want to be really clear about. We are talking about an inner yes that is a wisdom and a truth for our inner being. We are not talking about saying yes to what's out there in the landscape that probably and possibly and often requires us to say yes to ourselves by saying no to what's outside of ourselves. So there is a very strong distinction. This is not about saying yes to everything. This is about saying yet finding what deserves our yes. That's what we're talking about here. We're looking for the yes, and that is a seeking and sorting process. And that is what I'm talking about in my book, Everyday Magic, the seeking and sorting process that we go through in life as we find our personal path and our personal destiny, seeking our yes moments.
Right. And so how can we start incorporating the word yes and then in finding it and seeking it into our lives little by little?
I think that just sitting down quietly and finding a quiet moment in ourselves and thinking, well, what do I need a yes about? That's where we must begin. What are we needing to say yes about? So we've got a lot of decisions to make at the moment as we come out of the pandemic, and we have to juggle a lot of yes and no. And we can sit down and sort out for our inner selves, what do I need to say yes to? What do I want to say yes to? What do I wish to say yes to? And then very definitively as well, that sculpts the situation. What do I need to say no to in a way that is saying yes to myself and my own needs? And if we think about it that way, it's a very clear process and it brings us out of the confusion. I think what I need to say, and this is also the message of Everyday Magic, is that life is full of these paradoxes. And we get terribly confused and terribly muddled. And the thing is that truth lies in paradox, where yes and no cross over with each other. And I picture this always as an infinity sign. And where the infinity loops cross over with each other, that's where the yes is. And you can see that's a balance between the yeses and the noes and the ups and the downs. And what we want to do is accept that life is mixed. We are dished up these mixed feelings, these mixed situations, these very, very big mixture of stuff full of paradox. And what we want to do is say, yes, it is a paradox. And now I'm going to allow myself to sift and sort and find the yes.
That's awesome. Right now, if you're just joining us, we have Vivian Shapiro. She is a author of Everyday Magic, which we're talking about right now, using the life-changing power of the word yes. Thank you so much for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit more about your book and where we can find details on the power of yes and more?
Well, of course, my book is available on Amazon, both as a hardcover and as an ebook. And it's a memoir, but it's written as a case study so that people will look at their lives and re-understand their lives through different eyes. There are various themes in it. One of them is the wonderful teachers that I had in my life. The other is how the spirits actually guided me to make many choices and decisions and led me towards my date with destiny to come and move from South Africa here to the United States. And I do relate many difficult experiences that I had and how I found the yes. And all of it is meant as a case study so that the reader can look at their own lives and truly appreciate the magic that comes in our life here on earth, and to make the best of our lives and to become the best person we can possibly be. This is what the book is designed for, to help people find themselves, find their path, find their destiny by using myself as a case study.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with us this morning. And one last thing, just for some of our listeners, you're talking about how we can incorporate this into our lives and stuff like that. Somebody listening today that might be struggling with certain things, especially in this time of the pandemic, what is one great takeaway they can have from today?
We are not alone. We are not alone. We are not singled out for difficult circumstances. Life is hard. I will share, even that I may sound very upbeat and pleased with my life, I've had some very difficult experiences, including that my eldest son suddenly died from ventricular fibrillation. And I've used this to get myself through to this day. And this does work. And one mustn't just dismiss oneself and say, oh, well, that worked for somebody else, but they had different circumstances. You know, we all have the same plot going on. We have different characters. And if we watch shows and we read books, we'll see the same plots repeating themselves over and over and over again. We're not singled out for adversity. We are not, what happens to us, we can't always choose what happens to us, but we absolutely can choose how we respond. And that is the most important thing, is to take our power back, to feel empowered, to reclaim our capacities to say yes to our own lives.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Vivian.
Thank you.
You guys could find her book, Everyday Magic, anywhere books are sold. And you could also visit. Do you have a website that we can
reach you? Yes, my website is chapera.com, S-C-H-A-P-E-R-A.com. Just think of me as a teacher, and S-C-H like school. I'm the teacher in school, Chapera. It's the only problem with finding me is spelling my name, but I am the one and only Vivian Chapera in the whole world, and the one and only Vivian Chapera on Google. And Everyday Magic, easy enough to remember.
That's awesome. One of a kind. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Conversations is a public affairs program of the station.